Okay, we have a little schmooze here today. I have to give a disclaimer, is that I actually said a schmooze this morning in Boca. I was at a bris of twins, Baruch Hashem, and I had to speak there. So I was not ready to prepare two speeches. So I'm going to say the same basic Vartara. So Mimeda, this is sometimes for a different audience, you have to prepare a different type. So the one in Boca, usually I try not to say Rosh Hashiva Shmuz, but it happened to be appropriate, and it's not always so easy to say a Shmuz that's appropriate to a bris. So we'll start with Rosh Hashiva Shmuz, and then we'll move on. There's a pasuk in the Chumash, just to get the background. There's a pasuk, very famous pasuk, that says, let me just find it exactly. It says, first it says, "Otisna sachicha b'vavecha." You're not supposed to hate your friend. "Lausika v'lausitor." "Lausika v'lausitor" is two averes. Then it says, "V'yahatur yachal kamoicha." And then it says, "Ani Hashem." Now, what does "Lausika v'lausitor" mean? So Rashi brings that "Lausika" means you ask your friend to lend him something, and he says no. And then the next day, he asks you for something, and you say, no, I'm not lending you, just like you didn't lend me. That's revenge. So that's "Lausika." "Lausitor" means you actually say, you lend it to him. But you tell the guy, look, I'm not like you. You didn't lend me, but I'm lending you. So what's the aveira? If I care, you're lending it to him. You're a tzaddik. So the seems that the taina is that you're bearing a grudge. In other words, there's two separate things. There's one thing is actually take revenge. And there's a second aveira, even bearing the grudge. Now the Riva, in the beginning of the piece, which I'm sorry, most of the guys I heard were working on it, but it's not relevant to the shmuz, was working on why isn't there a taina on the first person. But we're leaving that. So the pasuk here says that there's a taina on the person, second person. Not only is there an aveira, lausikam, that he's not allowed to take revenge, but even if he won't take revenge, even if he's going to go ahead and be nice, and he's going to lend the person who was cruel and mean to him, he's going to lend him his object, but if in his heart he bears a grudge, that's aser. And it's lav dafka if he didn't lend him something, even if you look at the Chafetz Chaim, and even if he went ahead and did something against you, he spoke lashon hara against you, he insulted you, he hurt you, there's an avera pashtus of being angry at the person. So chisaron in aves Yisrael, if you're being angry at a person because he did something wrong with you, you're bearing a grudge, that very likely is the iser of lausitor. So the shaila, which is a lot of these people discuss, is how is it humanly possible not to bear a grudge? A guy goes ahead and does something against you. You're upset. He went ahead and insulted you. He spoke lashon hara about you. He wasn't nice to you. He wasn't, you had a need and he didn't help it. So, okay, I can control my actions. If you ask me for a favor, I can control myself. I can do the favor. But how can I control my heart? How can there be a mitzvah that not to bear a grudge? How am I expected not to bear a grudge? Okay, so there are many answers. But the Riva, who's a Rishon, brings a very interesting answer. And this was Yeshiva stopped on. If you look at the last four lines or three lines of the Riva, "Lefikach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Tenatzach, it should overcome Ha'ava Sheishecha Imi, the Ava that you have for me," meaning Imi, meaning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Es Hasina Sheishecha Es Chavercha," that the love that you have for me should overcome the sinna that you have for your friend. And there's a way apparently he's learning that that's why the pasuk ends on Ani Hashem. The pasuk ends on Ani Hashem is that the reason why, how logically do you go ahead and not be taking revenge or even in your heart bear a grudge? Because Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem means that you have a love to Hashem. So the love to Hashem should cause that you don't have a hatred to the person. So the question is, what's the connection? Just because I love Hashem, that I have a very grudge against this person. Okay, so I love Hashem. So the way the Rashiva that Zalim Shad, he gave a mashal. If a person just won the multi-million dollar lottery, and then, he's so happy, And then the first person he bumps into is his enemy. He says, he goes and gives him a hug. He takes out he says, here's $100, go buy a cigar, you know. He's happy. Everyone, he's happy. He loves everyone. When you're in a great mood, you don't have any enemies. So he says that tinozacha ava shiyeshcha imi. If your person should appreciate the fact that you have an ava with Hashem, that should cause you so much simcha, such to put you in such a frame of reference, a mind, that nothing bothers you. Memeda, you can't hate someone. What do you hate him? Because you're upset that he did something to you. You're too happy to be upset about anything. Nothing. If a person in Klal Yisrael is supposed to appreciate what he has, that he has such a bracha of the Ahava of Hashem, that nothing should bother him. So Memeda, you can't be upset with someone else. Okay. Which the Maisa, besides the application, but if you take it in a much more broad scale, the concept is that when a person is happy, and he's happy because he recognizes certain brachas that he has, in this particular case, it's a bracha that he has avas Hashem. Other situations could be other brachas. But if a person is happy because he appreciates the brachas that he has, so that will allow him to get over you never be upset with people. You never be angry. You never be down. Because the simcha, a person cannot be simultaneously happy and sad. So the simcha goes ahead and pushes out all the being upset. Okay? That's what the Rishiva said. The Maisa, I wanted to apply it just a little bit more. There's this Rashi in Bereishis. This is Rishiva Denatze. That it says that Yaakov Avinu, when he left Eretz Yisrael, he was going to love him. So he had this dream. The end of the dream, the Suna Musa of Arza, it says, Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. So Rashi says, what's it mean? Mishnah's Basir, Besura Taiva, when he heard this good news, because in the dream, Hashem David gave him the good news, Shehufta Peshmir, Hashem promised him there would be watch over him. Nasa Libos Raglav, so his heart carried his feet. And it became easy to go. So it seems to me that this Rashi is taking the Rashiva's Yisayin much further. As Rashiva said that when you're happy, because your things don't bother you. Here, Rashi's saying that Yaakov was able to walk faster, easier. Yaakov had a gigantic trip. I don't know how many miles. You know, it's not like we don't hear. He's leaving Eretz Yisrael. You know, there was no buses and no airplanes. And he's going to Lavin. It's a whole different country. I don't know if he was going by foot or by Chamor. I don't know. But either way, we're in regular roads. It's a gigantic trip. And it's a hard trip. But it became Kal Aleches. It's easy. My feet go. You know, imagine carrying 100 pounds. And all of a sudden, it's nothing. No big deal. Why? Because I got good news. I got a Besura Taiva. It's the same idea. When a person gets, he's happy. In this case, he's happy because he got a nevuah. He got a good besura. So then physically, beforehand I was, I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired. I am my feet. Like I'm dragging my feet. Now, marching away. No problem. I don't think Yaakov was that way before. I was just exaggerating. I don't want to be over Lashon Hara and Yaakov. But the concept is that he went to a higher extreme of zrizus, of energize. That the simcha, when a person has simcha, so it goes ahead and it not only pushes out all being of the upset of other people, which it makes shalom in the world, makes friendship and ava, and nothing bothers you and nothing gets you upset, but it gives you energy that you never knew you had. You wake up with new energy. You didn't know you had that much energy. And all of a sudden, you become energized. Right? The Rav Chaim Volozhin says the same thing. A person who's happy, he learns much better. His brain is better. Everything about his body works better when you're happy. So I just added a Kayach Hatzir from the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says, famous Gemara, that the Gemara says, in the second line, the Lamtcha, the teacher, Shein Ashchina Shaira, you know, you can't have Shchina Ena lo mitok dvarim b'teinim, lo mitok atzlis. Sorry, you can't from sadness. Lo mitok atzlis. Lo mitok klok. Lo mitok kashrot. Lo mitok simcha sicha. Lo ena mitok lo mitok dvarim b'teinim. Ena mitok dvarim simcha shomitzo. It's a famous chazal that in order to have nevuah, you have to have simcha shomitzo. So that just means that Yaakov Avinu, before he had the whole dream, this was an amazing nevuah, right? This was Yaakov, you know, this was considered an amazing nevuah that Yaakov had, the Tzuna Musav Arza. We say, Ata Kadosh, Eshev Tzidos Yisrael, because of that, he was able to see the Malachim. It was not just a stam nevuah. So he went ahead. So obviously, if Yaakov Avinu had nevuah, so according to the Gemara in Shabbos, that you can only have nevuah if you're happy. So obviously, okay, so he had simcha shomitzvah. He just finished learning, finished Shiva Shem Ve'ever for 14 years, whatever it is. So he had this tremendous simcha shomitzvah. And since he had the tremendous simcha shomitzvah, so he was able to have nevuah. So the shayla is, it's almost like a stira. If he was already happy because of simcha shomitzvah, and so what's Rashi saying? That when he heard the nevuah, so he became happy and he was able to walk better. He was already happy. He was already in a very, very happy mood. So obviously the answer is that there are certain things, that you can be happy and you can be more happy and you can be more happy. So even a person who's happy, and because he's happy, he's zeichet to nevuah. And I'm sure, and because he's happy, his body's working on top performance. But you give him a little bit added happiness, his body's going to work even on double top performance. Right? Now, there's no limit to how much happiness a person can have and how it affects the effect. Even, you know, it's not like you say, okay, there's a limited amount of kleichus in the human. So you give him, once he gets to a certain point, he's basically happy and that brings out his kleichus. Now you can't go further. It's not true. You give him more happiness, somehow or another, it brings out more kleichus. And it makes it easier. And he can do more things and greater things and greater things. Anyway, so the point, the basic point, it's just a very simple point, is that there are sometimes, obviously, you go to a bris, that's what I was trying to talk about. Sometimes a bris is an amazing thing. A bris of twins is a doubly amazing thing. Right? So you go ahead, and there are moments in life that amazing things happen. And it's an obligation to appreciate it. And if I don't appreciate it, where does it say in the Torah you have to appreciate it? Where does it say you have to be happy? You know, but pshat is that's a prerequisite. A prerequisite for everything. A person who walks around grumpy is memeda, he's going to be angry, he's going to be over on sinna, he's going to be over on elsikum and elsitor, and he's not going to be able to learn, he's going to be dragging his feet, and his brain doesn't work, and his body doesn't work. Everything's no good. And vice versa, a person who goes ahead and because he's able to focus on the Matanas of Hashem, whether in the Rivaz case, that he's able to see that just the appreciation that he has that Hashem loves him. Right? I quote him many times. There's this Sefer Tzvita Tzadik. There was a person in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rav Shapira. It was one of the Tzadikim of Eretz Yisrael in I think the turn of the century, the early 1900s. So he goes there and he brings there that there was a tzaddik in Yerushalayim who there was a tremendous famine. He could barely ate. He barely slept. And whatever. I don't know if he was throwing himself. And sometimes with people, they write that. And they say they said he never slept on a bed, whatever. But he was throwing. He said there was a certain tzaddik. But he says the people saw him. He was so energized. And he was so healthy. And he was so, and the people didn't understand him. He barely eats. He barely sleeps. How does he have so much energy? And they asked him, and he said, it's simple. I wake up in the morning, and I get an infusion of energy. I say a bracha, shalom asani goy. What can be more energizing? Shalom asani goy. I'm so excited. And so then I need to eat to get energy. Appreciate Shlomo Tzaddik Goy. So if a person could go ahead and appreciate the brachos that we have, this tzaddik, he appreciates Shlomo Tzaddik Goy. The reverse says you appreciate that Hashem loves you, that you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, by Yaakov, it was that he appreciated that Hashem gave him a special nevuah that he's going to protect him. Okay, perhaps by us, we need something more unique. Sometimes something special happens in our day that we see a Yad Hashem, you see a Hashgacha Pratis, you see some special matana. You know, the Rashiva's Marshal is you win the lottery, okay? But sometimes you would do win the lottery in life. So when these moments, when as we can, when we go to be able to go ahead and appreciate the Simchas HaChaim, and appreciate that maybe there is some mitzvah, you're supposed to be happy, Ivdu is Hashem b'simcha, but it's not just Ivdu is Hashem b'simcha, which is, okay, there is such a pasuk, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, but it's a prerequisite for everything else, because when you have the simcha, so then you don't have, you're not over, you're making the hafter reacha kamaicha, which is that cloud god of Torah. You're not over those sisters of chicha bovecha. You don't hate anyone. You're not over those sikum, those sitar. Everyone, you're friendly with everyone. You're happy with everyone. You're not, nothing bothers you. And you're able to perform all the mitzvahs because you have all that energy and power. So it comes out that at least, because of the indirect results, besides the chashivas of being kind, the mitzvah itself of Ivdos Hashem v'simcha, the indirect results of appreciating the simchas leads to tremendous success in Avodas Hashem. Okay.